Greetings, and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Psycho-Neuro-Immunology Hour with your host, Dr. Heather Pierman, Dean of the 13th College of Regeneration Medicine and Clinical Health Services with the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, owner of Intelligently Designed Wellness, chiropractor, clinical nutrition specialist, and is a quantum life and relationship coach. Dr. Pierman is highly revered by many for her ability to bring the mind, body, and infinite intelligence into alignment.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Psycho-Neuro-Immunology Hour. I am just so excited to be here with you this evening, and thank you for spending your Tuesday with me. So today, we are going to cover, if you're blocked in life, your liver and gallbladder are blocked too. And for some reason, I've always been fascinated with the liver. I can't tell you why. Every time I look at it, it reminds me of a shape of a state. But ultimately, I find the liver to be one of the most powerful organs in the body because it has all to do with processing. And what do we do? What do we spend a lot of time doing? Processing our thoughts, processing our feelings, processing life. And maybe that's the ultimate symbolism for me. So we're going to get a little scientific today, but just hang out and everything will definitely unfold in time, because it is really, in order for us to really be able to evolve in our lives, we have to reclaim our owner's manual. That's one of the biggest challenges that we have, is that we don't know our bodies. You know, the first temple, the first house is your body. And when we don't know it, we're not connected to it, then how can we really say how we're evolving if we don't even understand our own owner's manual? So, you know, the Jewel Network is here definitely to give you the nutrition of your, not just what we mean from a physical perspective, but for your mind, for your body, for your soul. So this way you can connect with it. You may not know very well, but if you do, this is definitely to be able to share some more wisdom with you. So let's look at the liver first, as the topic of the show is, if you're blocked in life, your liver and gallbladder are blocked too. So let's look at the liver. The liver, as an organ, has enormously diverse functions. The liver is not a particularly simple one because there's just so many things that take place with it. It's not only one of the largest organs in the body, but it's the central organ or the intermediate metabolism. And basically, it is what? The body's laboratory. So I'm just going to give you some overall functions of what. So this way you have a better idea. Most people, I would say when I talk to my clients about the liver, they tend to, the first thing that comes to mind for them is detoxification. But we're definitely going to expand upon that. The liver stores energy. So the liver produces glycogen, which is a starch, and stores it. And at the same time, the carbohydrates that we have absorbed are turned into fat and laid down as part of the body's various fatty deposits. So again, the liver does what? It stores energy. Now, the generation of energy, the liver produces glucose, which you've also heard is sugar, energy from the amino acids and fatty constituents that we absorb via our food. So all this fat finds its way to the liver, where it can be burnt to produce what? Energy. So we're seeing here how the liver processes. Now, the liver also processes protein. The liver is able not merely to take proteins apart, but also to synthesize new ones. And when we hear the word protein, I know that most of us just think of, we think of it in the terms of just food. Is it coming from a meat? Is it coming from a plant? Is it coming from a vegetable? The body utilizes proteins for so many different things. So when we hear the word protein, the protein has diverse functions as well. But again, it is the role of the liver to process these proteins. So thus, the liver is the connecting link between the proteins of the animal and plant kingdoms on one hand, from which our food comes, and human protein on the other, which I was just giving you a basic description of. Each kind of protein is, in fact, quite distinct. Yet the building blocks from which all protein is constructed, the amino acids, are universal. Okay, and the individual differences between plant, animal, and human protein are function of the various pattern in which the amino acids are arranged. And remember, the amino acids are what the building blocks. Okay, so now let's look at, last but not least, detoxification. Both foreign poisons and those produced by the body itself are deactivated, and made soluble in the liver, so that via the gallbladder or the kidneys. Okay. So again, what does the liver do? Both foreign poisons, those produced by the body itself. So, your body can create some poisons as well. And they are deactivated and made soluble in the liver so that they can be excreted via the gallbladder or the kidneys. Now, let's look at this whole concept of detoxification. Okay. So now the liver to, handle this process of detoxification, and it's handling poisonous and non-poisonous. Okay, so the liver can't really tell the difference between what is poison and what is non-poisonous.
Thank you for listening to the Psychoneuroimmunology Show. You can hear the full broadcast of this show in its entirety by visiting the home website of the Jewel Network. Listen to the entire show at www.thejewelnetwork.com. Thank you.